Units 7 and 8. Part 1. Listening.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказыванием каждого говорящего с 1 по 6 и утверждениями, данными в списке с A до G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение.
Speaker 1.
When the orchestra is playing something major, like a symphony, the performance is really special. I only play in the second violins, but it's so fantastic to feel part of this lovely sound. For me, it's the music that is inspiring, rather than the place where we're performing. I always try to have a good night's sleep the night before a concert, because I know I'm going to have to concentrate very hard for 3 hours. Imagine the horror if you started playing when no one else was playing.
Speaker 2.
If the orchestra and I have worked together well, then the performance will run smoothly. There have been times, however, when I've nearly had a disaster. Once I had to conduct in a concert when the conductor who should have been a pairing was ill. Unfortunately, no one told me that they had decided to miss out one part of the concerto. Fortunately, the orchestra knew what to do, and I just followed them. At the end of the evening, though, I needed to go home and have a rest.
Speaker 3.
I'm a person who loves performing in small, intimate clubs and places like that. If I'm playing in a small jazz club where all my friends and a few jazz lovers can come, then I am relaxed and play as if I was at home. That's when I produce my best music. I know that because people have told me so. The saxophone, anyway, is a soulful instrument. It won't sound right if you play it in a huge, cold concert hall. It needs warmth, friendship, and a good atmosphere.
Speaker 4.
Acting on a stage means that you have to speak, and if you're nervous, this will usually show in your voice. How many of you have a fear of public speaking for that reason? I know I do. However, there is a difference between public speaking and acting, and the difference is that you are not yourself on the stage when you act. You are being someone else. It is this knowledge that enables me to overcome my fears. Forget about the audience and give a good performance.
Speaker 5.
I think really that I was born to perform. I just love getting out there in front of people and giving them a performance that they will never forget. I don't really have pre-performance nerves, just a funny feeling in my stomach that disappears the moment I walk onto that stage. A friend of mine said to me only recently that she wished she had my self-confidence. But it's not only that, it's just a total love for all I do as a singer-songwriter and for the great life I have.
Speaker 6.
I have performed all over the world, but each time I perform a different role, it requires the same amount of energy, concentration and effort as the very first time. For a professional ballerina, any tiny little mistake is a disaster. Mistakes can result in injury, which can mean the end of your career. That's why we practice and exercise for so many hours. Our performance cannot be less than 100% perfect, and it must also appear effortless. That is the mark of a successful ballet dancer.